produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. V. I am so excited to be with you today here on Love Your Making. It's a leader-to-leader Sage Cup conversation, and we are going to have an awesome conversation today. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Father. We magnify your name this day. We thank you for being so kind, so merciful, so faithful to us. You're that kind of God, and we love you for it. We ask you to give us an anointing today for this broadcast, that those that hear it all around the world will receive this truth and be able to walk in it. You said in your word, we live and we move and we have our being in you. You also said that in your word that we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made. So yet we praise you for that. So Father, again, give Dr. V particularly anointing for this broadcast. And it's in Jesus' name that we praise you and we pray. Amen. Listen, I promise that this broadcast is going to bless you. I believe as much as it blessed me. I wanted you to quickly get your Bibles and go to the 23rd Psalm. It's so familiar. You heard it. But listen, today I want you to hear it in a new light. Yes, our mentor today is going to be the under-shepherd, the one called David. And let me share with you that when we finished talking to him, rather about him as the leader that he was, as a shepherd that he was, and as some of the acts that he did, and some of the leadership roles that he played, you're going to look at leadership in another way. All right, here we go. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness, hallelujah, and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever. Put a pin right there. I want us to go to 1 Samuel and the 22nd chapter. Yes, we're going there. And when we go there, we want to look at David as he leads. David as he leads these amazing people. And it describes these people in a certain way that I don't think anybody, well, this is the only place in the Bible that any group of people are described like this. I'm going to give you a second to go there. 1 Samuel 22, we're going to look at the first two verses. David, therefore, departed from there, and he escaped to the cave called Adullam. So when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went to everyone, listen to this, everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them. And there was about 400 men with him. He became captain. He became leader of everyone that was in debt, who was in distress, and who were discontent. These soldiers had been under the rule of Saul, but Saul had overtaxed them to his, overtaxed them so that he might heap more and more unto himself. But they were discontented about it, they were distressed about it, and they were in debt. And so here, they became loyal to David, and David took them on, and the Bible tells us that they became a great company of warriors under his leadership. So why would I go to the 23rd Psalm? I went there because the leadership quality that David had was that of a shepherd, which we found out how a shepherd leads in Psalms 23. And in looking at it again from a leadership perspective, we look at how David started out in a very powerful way. These soldiers who were wanting, they were in great want. He writes here in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. What? And I shall not want. It's kind of like making a big move. Like if you came to this church, listen, you're going to be a people no matter what state that you came here in. When you go through our boot camp and you go through our training, you are going to be a people unrecognizable to your own self because you're going to be satisfied. You're going to be at peace. You're going to be content. You're going to be out of debt to God because you're going to learn how to worship him and praise him and study his word and be about his business. There's going to be treasures in your house because the word of God is now operating inside of you and inside of your family and inside of your home, in your community. Listen, you're being strengthened and you're being developed as a soldier for the kingdom now. And my shepherd leadership skills are going to make you that promise. You're not going to have any want. We will often hear people say that I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. You will have those kinds of testimonies when you come over to the leadership style in the church, that of David. So David makes that promise in Psalms 23, if the Lord is your shepherd, you're not going to have any want. He's going to make you lie down in green pastures. I don't know where these soldiers were resting before they came to David, but David was promising them in parallel to this song, listen, the way you lay down, it's going to change. It's not going to be dust and barrenness, but it's going to be green pastures. And the waters that you sip from, because a sheep would not sip from troubled waters, they're going to be calm waters. Ah, he leads me beside the still waters. And listen to this. This is what I love about that 23rd Psalm. Your soul is going to be restored. Oftentimes, and I've been a pastor before and an associate pastor, and I'm looking at the sheep, I'm looking at the congregation, and I'm going like, whose soul needs to be restored? Who comes in here and looking like and acting like they don't have a shepherd in their lives, or they don't know the power of God to as a Jehovah Jireh, one who provides, as Jehovah Rapha, one who heals, as Jehovah Tiskanu, one who righteousness they can dress up in. I mean, who looks in want here? Because we're going to have to address that, because I'm a shepherd to the liking of David and also to Jesus. And so I look at this Psalms in a different light right now, because I'm looking at it as, have I really, really, really taken on the mantlehood of shepherdhood as a leader like David did? And when I look at the story in 1 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, of all these 400 men who were in debt, who were in distress, who were discontent, am I building that kind of army in my church as a leader, on my job, as a team leader, in my business, as a team leader that has a shepherd anointing? Are the people wanting for anything? Are they distressed about anything? Are they discontent? And a shepherd will look at that and address that. And so a leader-to-leader conversation with you today is, listen, find out. The Bible says, know those who labor among you. Find out. Make sure you know firsthand if anybody under your leadership is in distressed about, is it emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, are they indebted or in great debt, whether it's a real debt, like I owe the IRS, or like I owe, so many people. Address those issues. Now, it's going to be hard for people to praise when they're full of debt. It's got hard for them to work and to volunteer and to teach and to preach and to counsel and to be great congregants if they are oppressed like that, in debt. Listen, there are a lot of people, I can raise my hand both high, I've been there, done that. There are a lot of people setting up in church full of debt. They owe so many creditors. And around this time of year, here in the USA at least, a lot of people get in debt because they're trying to overextend themselves during the holidays from Thanksgiving to Christmas. A lot of people really, really, truly get in debt, and they're still paying for last year or maybe the Christmas before debt, and they still get into more debt. So as a shepherd, as a leader with a shepherd anointing, you're going to address those issues. Yes, within the context of your leadership, and or if you are a pastor within your church, find out who's in debt. And then begin to teach and address those things so that people can come out under that. That was going to be a part of their discipleship training. Listen, pay Caesar, Jesus said, what you owe Caesar. But listen, owe no man nothing but love. And so what would it be like in your church or in your organization, in your sphere of leadership, if nobody in your leadership was in any kind of debt? Any kind of distress and any kind of discontentment, I think you'd have a strong evangelistic team. I think everybody would be going and say, listen, I'm up now under the leadership of a Bishop Tutu and apostle and pastor. And since I've been under their leadership, I've come completely out of debt. I don't stress anymore. My health is better. I'm eating better. I'm treating my family better. I'm treating myself better. I'm treating my neighbor better. I know love like I've never known it before because of the leadership training that I've got. I know peace like I've never known it before because they teach me how to find peace in my God and receive peace from my God, from the Word of God even. And so that leaders, I'm asking you to make that a particular mandate and hallmark and trademark and signature of your leadership, that everybody that you lead find themselves squarely in Psalms 23 and making that kind of, having that kind of testimony. There's no want with me after I've been trained, as I've been constantly trained in this ministry. My leader is very concerned if I'm in debt, if I'm discontented, or I'm distressed about anything, and it is addressed the way this ministry rolls out. It is addressed the way within his leadership style. Even though, look at this, verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Oh, there's some fearful people within your leadership. Because yes, in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. Well, do you have to walk around with the spirit of fear? No, you do not. We serve a God that goes before us to make the crooked places straight, that perfects those things that we're concerned about, because he's full of mercy. He will not forsake the work of his hands in our lives. And that is being taught to me from my leader every day, all the time. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so the word is so rich within my leadership that my congregants, those that I lead, look at me as an under shepherd, a powerful under shepherd that walks in the word of God and makes it alive and makes it supportive and compatible in my life style. And so that, yes, is there a spirit of correction and instruction within your leadership style? Yes, the congregation will know. Listen, I'm being guided. For you, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. In other words, that scripture says, "Listen, I'm being guided by discipline, by instruction, by reproof, by correction." That's what the word of God is given for. And under my leadership, I know my leadership is guiding me based on the word of God. And so I feel like I'm being shepherded. I not just feel like I'm being led by someone who has a charismatic personality and they're able to draw hundreds and people to give a whole lot of money. But no, as a soldier in this ministry, under this leadership, I'm being guided. I'm being instructed. I'm being disciplined. And so that I see the table of the Lord set in my presence. It's set with his word. It's set with the fruit of his word. And that in the face of the enemy, I've taught how to confront him with the word of God. So, but you prepare a table before me, and it's in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Listen, every mark of your leadership should be marked by the anointing of the Holy Spirit operating in you as a leader first, and then it flows over to those that you lead in your congregation. It should overflow. The anointing of the Holy Spirit operating in your life should just overflow to those that you're called to lead. Yes, when you have a shepherd anointing, there's going to be some awe. There's going to be some operation of the Holy Spirit. Come on, agree with me, right? Come on, agree with me. I'm full of this word. I've been marinating on it. I have declared, Dr. V, in my ministry, 33 plus years, I have declared that I'm going to really focus on my shepherd anointing. That is Holy Ghost filled and led and dripping over to those that God has called me to lead. Because I know that any day, if he's going to add to my ministry, add to my church, that the likelihood of those new people being people who are discontent, who are in debt, and who are distressed is very, very high. Come on, if there's going to be inefficient, if I'm going to be doing any fishing for any new members, if they've been out in the world, you can't tell me. I know I didn't, and I saw so many people did not as well, that you did not come in from the world with a spirit of debt and distress and discontentment. Really, that drove you to the church anyway. That drove you to a ministry that's operating under the anointing of God anyway. You came because you were tired and sick of being sick and tired. You came because you needed some peace. You came because you needed some love. You came because you needed some instruction. You needed some protection. You needed some healing. Come on now, somebody. Why do people come to church? They don't come to church because you got a beautiful glass cathedral. They came because there is an anointing under your leadership that people are changed, that they're healed, they're set free, that they're delivered, that the power of God operates in you and through you, and that your leadership is subject to the leadership of the great shepherd. Come on. Can people say about your leadership, I know that my leader has been with God. I know that the Holy Ghost just drips off from them. I see it. It's a visible anointing that they carry. The power that they walk in is from the power of the Holy Spirit, being filled and being taught and being led by the Holy Spirit. There should be, if you're a strong shepherd, then your sheep should say, listen, under my leadership, I don't want. Under my leadership, the debt is constantly being decreased, the stress is constantly being minimized, and the discontentment is barely there because we are at a table prepared for us by the shepherd, huh? The table is a rich table. It's a festive table. It is a table where you will not want from because you're there. What am I doing today, leader? I'm encouraging you to pray. When you pray, ask God for a shepherd anointing. Show him how you can be more submissive as a leader, to walk in and have the mantle of a shepherd's anointing as a leader. Hallelujah. Come on now, somebody. I want that. I am 65 years old, young. I'm 65 years young. Correct that. I'm correcting that. I'm 65 years young. Dr. V is 65 years young, and I have been a leader for over 33 years, and I want to intensify my leadership skills with that of a shepherd's anointing. David had it. David could take 400 men who were in distress, who were indebted, and who were discontent, and make them a mighty, mighty army. In fact, he did so well that Saul's soldiers that were still with him, Saul got fearful that his soldiers were going to leave him and go with David because they could see the anointed on David, not only as a warrior, but as a leader. And he began to just kind of like encourage them not to do it. Read it. Go into 22nd. Go into Samuel and read it with a different light and see 1 Samuel and see how David led these men, and see, it intimidated Saul, and Saul wanted to kill him all the more. Not only had David won the heart of his own son Jonathan, or Jonathan had admired David so much that he wanted to help him even escape the death threats of his own father. So much in there, right? So much is in there. Listen, I want to encourage you today. This is the sageness of this cup. Go back and look at the 23rd Psalm. Look at yourself as you pray and say, God, I don't have that shepherd's anointing yet. I have the form of it, but I don't have it as richly as David had it. And I want that kind of anointing in my life. Go back and read the book of Samuel again. Go back and pray again to Father. Father, I need that. Teach me. Teach me how to receive that kind of anointing in my life. Teach me how to discern those that you send me, that they're in debt, and have those confrontive conversations with them, both on the physical, spiritual, and financial level, that I find out where they are. What's the state? What is the condition of those that come one by one and all together as a congregation and as a group, as a team? And Father, intensify my anointing as a shepherd leader so I can discern and I can and raise up a soldier that is a mighty soldier for the kingdom of God, because I drip with the shepherd's anointing. I walk with the shepherd's anointing. I live and move and have my being inside the great shepherd, Jesus Christ. And it's evident of that because it rose out in my leadership. It rose out in my ministry. It is a part of who I am. David was a mighty warrior. He was a great and courageous leader, and he was full of love and compassion. He loved the Lord. He respected authority. Hold up, just a minute. That's another sign of a shepherd leader. He knows the power of his respected authority. He himself was under authority. We are under the great shepherd. And as under shepherds, we ought to pray every day that the perfection of our leadership and shepherd anointed be just that, like it is in Psalm 23. I'm just saying. And so that I want to leave you. Next time we come together, you know, we're rolling toward the end of the year, my favorite time of the year between Thanksgiving and Christmas, where I give God the great glory. And I thank him so much for everything that he's done in my life. And I want to end strong as a leader. And I want you to end strong as a leader. So that is my prayer for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, every leader that's listening to this broadcast all over the world, every pastor, every apostle, every evangelist, every teacher, every congregant that's called to lead anyone, that they hear this. Father, my prayer today for them is they desire the shepherd's anointing like David had, like Jesus had mostly, that they desire that in their lives. And Father God, you said that when we need something to ask of you, we're asking for wisdom. And we're asking you for that kind of wisdom, to walk in that kind of anointing. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, we praise you. And we pray because you are the God who answers our prayer. We love our making. Why? Because you are making us, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I'll talk to you soon. Love you much. This is Dr. V with Love Your Making.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.